Good morning and welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are going to be covering the third chapter of Sefer Yehoshua. The topic of today's perek is crossing the Jordan River. We're already on the east bank and now this is Israel moving westwards into the land of Israel. The perek consists of 18 psukim and it's a pretty clear and short narrative. What it starts off with is Yehoshua waking up early on the third morning. Remember, in Perek Aleph we talked about how Yehoshua was getting everybody ready for the imminent arrival or the imminent travel to Israel. He gave him 3 days. So as a very clear leader, he wakes up on the third day and starts giving them instructions. What you're going to do tomorrow, he tells everybody, is follow the Aron, because we're going to go in a way which we've never gone before. He tells them to keep a careful watch for the Aron, which is held by the Kohanim, and give it a little space, but nonetheless follow where it goes. Then, as an aside, Hashem says to Yehoshua, that tomorrow there's going to be a great miracle which is going to show your greatness to the people by doing it. And he tells them to get prepared for the next day, and he gives the instructions that this is going to be an incredible miracle they're about to witness, which is going to give them great prestige and fear in the eyes of the people of the land. He tells them to get 12 people ready. This is kind of like our Meraglim parallel, it sounds like. And one person from each shevet, and they're going to be ready for something. He doesn't tell them what it is yet. We're going to see later on, it's picking up the stones in the Yardane. He sets those people aside, and he tells everybody to watch the Kohanim. The Kohanim enter into the east bank of the Jordan. So this is on the Jordan, the country Jordan side of the Yardane right now, the east bank. As they go in, the river splits, and people are able to now cross the river. This is where the perek really ends off. Remember, as opposed to a splitting of the sea, where the two parts, really essentially, the body of water has to be now turned into two walls, the splitting of the Yarden is actually only one wall, where the river actually stops flowing upstream and to turn into this large pillar of water, and the other side naturally dissipates. So this is just a few things to focus on over here. Number one is there is a large discussion which revolves around this perek in the Mefarshim, and that is how exactly do miracles occur. So there are those like the Ralbag, who's pretty explicit in a long essay on this particular perek. He says that miracles are not where Hashem circumvents the natural law and order. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the order and he operates within the order. So therefore, his example is HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create a fire which doesn't burn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create a triangle which does not have three vertices. Therefore, in this case over here, how was it possible that this miracle occurred? So the Ralbag says, well, you know, when you have a wind blowing at the right pressure, when you have certain air and water pressures, it's possible for the water to stop flowing for a certain amount of time. The miracle is the timing, is that it happened just at the right moment when Hashem said so, when Yehoshua dictated it, and the people could cross. That's the way the Ralbag understands it in very naturalistic terms. Whereas other Mefarshim, Malbim, explicitly refuting the Ralbag, or the Radak say, no, this was supernatural. The Malbim says, no, the banks of the Yarden were not a riverbank that was wet, soggy, and full of stones. It was smooth, it was dry, there was something supernatural going on over here. The Radak, in fact, says that when the water flows back, which we're going to see in tomorrow's segment, the water did not flow back. Can you imagine, like, all the water flowing in one shot? It would have been like a burst of a dam. It would have destroyed cities, countrysides. The Radak says, no, it came back slowly. There was certainly a supernatural element to what was going on over here. One last point worth thinking about is why, not how, but how, why did this miracle occur? So there are actually two separate narratives in this perek. Number one is in Pasuk Zayin, where Hashem says to Yehoshua silently, it's because of you. I want you to be great in their eyes like Moshe was great in their eyes. Whereas later on, when Yeshua conveys the message to the people in Perek Yud, in Pasuk Yud, he says to them, the reason we're doing this is so that all the nations will fear us. So there's really two narratives of what's going on. Yeshua has the inside track of why this is important, but he's not going to convey that to the rest of them. That will be a natural byproduct from the miracle which he knows and appreciates. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.